Just as Massachusetts schools begin summer break, Governor Charlie Baker and state education officials have released new guidelines for school districts hoping to reopen classrooms this coming fall.
This plan will allow schools to responsibly do what is best for students, which is to bring them back to school to learn and grow.
The guidelines include measures such as teachers and students as young as the second grade wearing face masks and spacing desks at least 3 feet apart. Superintendents were told to prepare for three different scenarios, having all students in classrooms, going totally to remote learning, and a hybrid third option with some classes in person and some online. To talk more about the guidelines, we're joined this morning by the school superintendent in Brockton, Michael Thomas. Good morning. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So of those three options, which one do you want to see happen, and which one do you think will actually happen in Brockton?
I would like to see all the students return back to school, because I think that's the best thing for our kids, especially for their social and emotional well-being. However, that obviously has to be done safely. I would hope we could return all students to school, but it's going to depend on size and of each classroom and how many students we can fit. So I'm hopeful that, you know, most students can return to school, but we definitely have to plan for the hybrid model as well. And obviously the third plan of students staying, you know, totally online, I think that would be in a situation, obviously, if we would have to close down again if cases spike.
Let me ask you this question. Is time your enemy here? Because we're already about to turn the corner into July, so you only have a couple of months, really, in order to get schools ready for in-school learning if you're able to go that way.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle against time. We're very short on time. We're 23 schools. And our schools are large, so we're scrambling around now with our administrators and our facility staff to just check every single classroom. We're looking at alternative spaces for classrooms, cafeterias, libraries, large areas that are usually used for electives. We would look to use as classrooms just to maximize the space. A lot of our schools have the tables where two students sit at a table, and that's not going to be possible with the 3 feet of social distancing. So, you know, we'll look scrambling around to buy furniture and make sure it's available and try to do our best to see how many desks we can get into a classroom and then use alternative spaces as well.
You know, your answer there makes me wonder this. Brockton still has one of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the state. So what are you hearing from teachers and families about returning to school this fall?
You know, there are concerns. This, you know, families, parents have concerns, our staff as well. So the decisions we have to make obviously have to be in the best interest of the health and safety of our students and staff. So that's going to play a factor in as well.
Last question. Based on assessments of how online learning went for you and your students and teachers this spring, would you feel confident in maintaining some form of remote learning in the fall if you have to go that way?
Yes, I'm confident. We had a really scramble. We've had a lot of budget cuts over the years. You know, we've cut technology deeply over the past several years. So we're not a one-to-one school district where every student has a computer. So we loaned out 6,500 computers to our families. That was still not enough. Internet access was an issue for some of our families. So we really worked hard to try to get hotspots set up. So, you know, that's still a challenge. Our online programs, I thought, were really good, but, you know, we still have some work to do in that area to make sure that, you know, if we have to switch to full remote learning or the hybrid model, you know, families are comfortable with the programs they're using and our teachers as well.
Michael Thomas, Superintendent of Public Schools in Brockton, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob. I really appreciate you having me with you.